is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
1:45. Don't forget Jungle Jim Hunter coming up at 2 o'clock with his show, and later on today, of course, it's you know what? There's an Oil King game tonight. As a matter of fact, they'll be playing the Calgary Hitmen. We'll tell you more about that as well. As Jeff Crichel will be around at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jam packed afternoon. This comes in from Aim Roblansky talking about Swedes, saying that now that Pajarvi is in Oklahoma City, why not send down Lander and play him with Pajarvi and Omark when he returns? Lander down would no doubt build his confidence and some chemistry between the Swedes, which have we've seen glimpses of in the past. What is your opinion of Lander versus O'Mara with the Oil? Well, I think the Oilers like Lander more. That's obvious because he's been here all season. But O'Mara is a physical player, and as time goes on, if Lander is unable to provide or help provide offense on that fourth line, that might be a consideration for him to be sent out. But as of right now, Anton Lander, I mean, he's been in the National Hockey League for, you know, not quite half a season, and there's been no signs that I've heard of the Oilers even thinking about sending him down to Oklahoma City. Speaking of Oklahoma City and the Barons, Jim Byers joins us now. Jim, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Well, let's start with Pajarvi being sent out. He handled it very well up here. How has he, or have you heard how he's handled it down there, and will he play in Houston tonight?
Well, we are playing the Houston Aeros tonight. It is a home game.
Okay.
He came directly here. I must admit, I have not. I did not go down for the morning skate today. I had some other things to do, so I have not been able to see him actually interact with the team yet, but he is expected to play tonight. And I would assume it's going pretty well. I mean, his public statements have been that way, so we'll see how the on-ice chemistry works coming up here in a few hours.
Speaking of which, I know the Barons have been flying, so breaking up a line doesn't seem like a good idea, but with Pajarvi coming down, he's likely to get some big-time minutes. Any idea about who he might play with?
Well, you know, I really wish now I had been to that morning skate, because I really don't know. I would guess, and this is totally a guess, but the part of it depends on who's available to play and who isn't. Gilbert Brulé's missed a couple of games with a lower body injury. He'll probably be back tonight, I would think. But I would imagine that they would probably slide Pajarvi on a line with Ryan Keller and Mark Arcabello, with Arcabello in the middle. That's a spot where the left wing has been Philippe Cornet. Cornet got checked a week ago last night and hasn't played since, and he is not due to play tonight. So I would think that's ostensibly the number one line, so I would think that's probably where Pajarvi would go.
Okay, and the Cornet, you know, he has played so well up to this. A little disappointing that he's been hurt, but here's a guy who we don't hear about much. The organization doesn't talk about Cornet a whole lot, but he really has been outstanding for the Barons.
Yes, he has. I mean, he's basically a younger version of this year's Colin McDonald, with a little less exposure than McDonald had coming into last year. I mean, a guy who had been a pretty solid type organizational player through Cornet's 1 year in the system last year and the previous years that McDonald had been here heading into last season. But like McDonald, Cornet has really come alive this year offensively. Neither one of those guys set up very many goals. Cornet only has 3 assists, but he scored 15, which is among the league leaders. And a guy that worked very hard on the offseason to get just a little quicker, maybe get a step quicker. Both guys are in superb shape. You know, you could probably draw a few comparisons between the two as far as their willingness to go to kind of the high traffic, you know, greasier areas. And so that's kind of, it's been nice that both years the Oilers club has been here at Edmonton, that they've produced sort of a breakout guy who started to gain some attention. And in the case of Cornet, it's a guy who's a few years younger than McDonald was.
Yeah, for sure, and he's certainly a prospect. Among the rookies, the AHL rookies, and that's, I think, Tremblay, Lowry, Pitlick, Hamilton, House, Tulipov. If I forgot anybody, I know you'll know. Who has had the biggest impact from that group of newcomers?
Well, you know, to this point in the year, I'd probably say Hunter Tremblay, perhaps. I think he's, you know, he's played very well on the penalty kill. He's always usually, well, generally the first guy out there, along with Ryan O'Mara, on the penalty kill. Tanner House has come on strongly of late. Tanner's play was a little quiet earlier in the year, but both those guys have made huge impact. You know, we've seen 8 points out of Tyler Pitlick so far, but he's just a young guy. I think he just needs a little bit of time. I think he'll be fine. But I think so far, as far as a guy who's day in, day out been a huge contributor, I think Tremblay really has. Three of his four goals have been shorthanded, which one of them was an empty net shorthanded goal, but still they all count. He leads the league in shorthanded goals, but his penalty killing has been very effective, and Tremblay's turned into a nice two-way kind of grinding winger.
Colton Tubert is a guy who Edmonton Oilers fans are growing to love. You know, when he got sent out this past time, there was a lot of grumbling that he didn't deserve to be demoted. Does he really play very well in Oklahoma City as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that people just are gravitate toward him because of his physical play and his size and all of that and his willingness to do things that not everybody is willing to do. But he's been a pretty instant fan favorite down here since the day he got here last season in the trade. And I must say, Tulipov has kind of become a little bit of a folk hero down here. I mean, he's a very personable guy. And Tulipov, like Tubert, being big guys who'll pay the price, they're popular, you know. But yeah, Tubert's been outstanding. I mean, he's all due respect to some of the other D-men like Alex Plante, who's come on and had a very strong year down here in Shorney, who's a very strong player at the AHL level. You know, Tubert steps in and immediately becomes a huge factor on defense for the Barons.
How about this Lowry guy? We don't know a lot about him. We saw him at training camp a little bit, but he seems to be a guy who's sliding into the top six more often than not.
Sure, and he's played a lot with Brian Helmer this year, and I think that's kind of been a steadying influence. Lowry moves the puck pretty well. He's a good skater, not particularly large, but is a guy that, you know, has a sturdy enough body that he can withstand the pounding. And he is a guy, too, that was off the radar pretty much prior to the season, but playing on a really good Colorado College team that we see. In fact, we'll see two or three guys off that same Colorado College team tonight with the Minnesota Wilds affiliate from Houston that the Barons are taking on, and the guys by the name of Chad Rao and Chris Fredheim, principal among them, who are two key guys for the Wilds AHL club. But now that obviously had to be a pretty good Colorado College team, because Lowry might not have been one of the more high-profile guys off that club, and yet he has been a pretty solid top six guy. It has been a healthy scratch a couple of times, but that's mainly just because we've had a lot of D-men here at various times.
We just got confirmation maybe an hour or so ago that Nikolai Habibulin will start for the Oilers tonight, but Olivier Roy had been called up to Oklahoma City. Jan Denis is the starter there. How has he been playing?
He's been playing fine. It's kind of been a play, and it's sort of been an alternate goaltending rotation here. Denis' numbers the last month or so have not been quite as good as David Lemieux's, but they pretty much shared time. And I think the reason for that is not because of the way Denis played. It's just been the way the teams played around him, kind of like a pitcher that doesn't get the run support. You know, when Denis has played of late, they haven't played quite as well around him, so some of his goals allowed totals have been a little higher. But, you know, to me, you really haven't – it's been hard to split Lemieux and Denis. Denis did come in the Barons' last game on Tuesday in relief of Lemieux after the first period. Barons were down 3-0, lost 3-2. Jan did not allow any goals. There's a word going out, and I haven't independently confirmed it, but it's been out on Twitter that Denis' wife is about to have a baby. So that really is the reason that Wah was summoned from Stockton. I'm sure we'll get that officially tonight, but that's – people were wondering why they're adding a third goalie up here, which historically we have not had. It's because of that.
Okay. The one final question for you, that West Division, Oklahoma City, Houston, and Abbotsford, that is a tight race.
Yeah, top three teams in the league by just about any measure. If you look at standing point percentage, wins, the Barons and Abbotsford have 19 wins. Houston has the most standing points in the league. They only have 16 wins, but they picked up standing points almost every game. They have 40 points. The Barons and the Heat have 39 each, and those are the top three records in the league. So right now the Western Division has been very dominant, and even San Antonio and Texas, who are down at the bottom of the division, I think would be reasonably strong in a couple of the other divisions that we've seen. It's just the luck of the draw, and we'll see how it goes with player transactions at this level. Teams' fortunes can change week to week, but no question. I mean, there's good goaltending in this division. Leland Irving, who's gone up to Calgary, at least he had been until recently, and I believe still is, was Abbotsford's goaltender. And then Matt Hackett, who just had a tour with Minnesota, has been Houston's number one goalie. And they've both been relying on one goalie primarily. whereas the Barons have had two. So Barons have the depth and goaltending edge, but it was good goaltending at the upper part of this division and pretty deep clubs, all three of them. It's a pretty good battle when these Western teams get together.
Jim, thanks so much for this. Have a great night tonight, and we'll be listening.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Jim Byers from the Oklahoma City Barons. Thank you so much to Jim and all of my guests today, Terry Jones, Cam Moon, Kirk Ludeke from the Red Line Report. We talked to David Staples and Bruce McCurdy from the Edmonton Journal as well. Hey, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? We're on next Saturday from noon until 2 as well. That'll be our special World Junior Preview show. We talked a little bit about it today. We'll go more in depth, and we'll have Jonathan Willis as an in-studio guest next week as well. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned. Jungle Jim Hunter Show. We also got my friend Jeff Crichel on, and the game tonight, Edmonton Oil Kings, once again in action against the Calgary Hitmen. Have a great weekend and happy holidays.